Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, we're going to hear some really super creepy audio from a paranormal investigation.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. And if you have a real ghost story, we like to hear them. So call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you prefer to listen without commercials, you can do that. You'll also get advance episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. My sister Kathy Gordon's with me today.
Well, hello, everybody. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So, okay, so we've done a couple other episodes like this because I've been hosting on the Grave Talks, the other paranormal show that Tony has. I've talked to some really interesting people. And the other night, I was talking to a guy from Kansas City, and his name is Elijah Buchholz, and he is with Apex Paranormal. And they have done all kinds of investigations all over the place. Like, they've investigated the Conjuring House.
Oh, my gosh.
They investigated the Valeska Axe Murder House, like, all these different places, right?
Yeah.
And they did a show. They're doing a show. And so they go and record these episodes in these various locations. Then they do some regular investigations that they host.
This is like the Kardashians of paranormal. Like, we hit the jackpot here. Wow.
Right? They've been all over.
So famous.
I actually stumbled across them with this location that I saw out of Kansas City. And that's what I originally wanted to talk about. But then he was so interesting that we ended up really talking about paranormal investigations. So the episodes, it's two-parter. It's called Investigating the Dead. So I asked him at one point, like, assuming he would have said the Conjuring House or the Valeska Axe Murder House.
Yeah, name dropping.
Right.
Yeah. Like the paranormal.
What's the scariest place you've ever been?
Amityville. And
have you ever, like, left an investigation? Because, oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. This place in Texas. And so these paranormal investigators, they're a pretty tight group. And so a lot of them are connected around the country. They investigate it, and then they investigate it. They compare notes. So these people are all, it's a pretty tight community. So he said that everybody told them about this house in Texas, and so they decided to go down and film an episode there. So he's telling me about the episode, so the investigation. So that's what you're going to hear.
Can you tell me where in Texas?
No, he did not tell me where.
Okay.
So he did not say where it was in Texas, but he thought that the people who owned it were just kind of goofy, and he thought everybody pretty much was full of shit after the first night of investigation. And I think they were there two, if not three nights. So there's just something pretty creepy that I'm going to see how you react to when you hear it, okay?
Okay.
And now, like, we're face-to-face, so I can really see how you react to this.
And it's just a house. It's not even that big of a house. It's a house. But everyone we talked to said most haunted place in the country, it's this place. And so we went ahead and decided to go down there, and we were going to film our show at this place. And, you know, we talked to the owners a little bit, and the owners I thought were just kooky and weird. And we did our first night of investigating there. Nothing happened. And I thought, the whole team thought, man, this place is a joke. I don't know what everybody's talking about. This is silly. It's made up, you know, just weirdo owners. The second or third night of the investigation, things took a turn. And, man, early on in the evening, things took a turn, and they kind of spiraled out of control. I can tell you that two of my teammates both ended up running out of the house at one point from activity that was happening. We then, at one point in the night, we're sitting in kind of our little nerve center, and we're trying to figure out, what do we want to do? Do we have enough on camera? Let's put the cameras away, maybe just kind of investigate on our own just for fun. Should we pack everything up and head to bed? Should we, you know, what should we do? And while we're having this conversation, through the speaker, we hear this loud voice yell, "Get out!"
Oh, you just gave me goosebumps.
I bet if I played it for you right now, you would be able to hear it. It was so loud and so forceful and scared the living hell out of us. And I never expected anything like that out of this place. So I then walk out. I know what room. It came from this room where there's supposedly an evil entity in this room, and that's the room this thing stays in, that we thought was baloney, and we debunked everything. And then turns out this guy was just quiet and started acting up. So I go out. I yell up the stairs, and I say, "All right, listen. We heard you say get out. Fair enough. You want us to actually get out. You say it one more time, we will pack our things up and we'll leave this house. Otherwise, we're planning to sleep here again tonight." We caught five more times the same voice saying, "Get out." So we packed up.
I was going to say, you left, right?
Oh, yeah. We got the hell out of there. We have only been ran out of a location one other place, one other time before that. And I was just... We were flabbergasted. We were like, okay, we got to go.
And were the people living in the house at the time? Or, I mean, maybe not, they might not have been there that night, but did they actually live there?
No, it was a husband and wife. And the only reason I feel comfortable saying I thought they were weird and kooky is because I did until this stuff started happening. And now I'm like, okay, all right, they know what they're saying here. Is a husband and wife duo, and the wife refuses to even go back into place. It's too much for her. So the husband's kind of the caretaker and does everything now.
And had you left that first night, you would have left thinking, yeah, they're kooky, they're weird, there's nothing. We were there the whole night, not a thing happened. But yeah, by staying exactly. more than one night, you were able to confirm what they were saying.
Well, I'll tell you, we questioned a lot of people because we had some quality sources that told us we need to go there and film. We had cast members of Ghost Hunters. We had cast members of Haunted Towns. We had... you know, very people we consider to be legit great paranormal investigators all saying that's the place you need to be. And so after those first night or two, and we're just like, these people are nuts. Everybody's crazy. What is going on here?
And that episode is caught up in the streaming stuff. 'Cause I would like to see this.
Yes. Yes. That one is unfortunately still stuck on the streaming service. Hopefully before too long, we will be able to pull that off and throw that one up on YouTube also. But
can you watch it though on a streaming service? Is there a place we could go?
You could. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. That one is, it's on Paraflix.
Okay. So check that out. 'Cause I think that would be insane. After you heard that Get Out, you can't be confused in any way after you hear that. I don't even know that I could have asked for them to say it again.
That's maybe that skeptical believer piece.
I'd have been out. I'd have been before, like, let's pack it up.
Before we even heard that voice, half of us were ready to pack up and leave from the experiences of the night. And then that happened and we were all ready. Do you want me to try to play this for you quick?
Yeah, see if we can hear it.
Without a doubt, you'll be able to hear us. Okay, here we go.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like, yeah, seriously, I just felt goosebumps. They started at my shoulders, went all the way down.
It's very clear. And we had cameras all over that place. There's no way it could have been anything else. It was directly into the audio that we put in that room. We had cameras everywhere. I mean, there was no way to debunk it. There was no way to fake that. It was just insane.
Ooh, and at that point, I don't know about you, but I might have been thinking, oh, I don't know that I could do another investigation after that.
No, we questioned a lot. Well, here's how dumb my team is. They're now asking to go back and film a part two next year.
They are asking to do it part two?
Yes, we have to plot these things for the show. We plot things pretty early on, so we're starting to look at locations for next year that we want to film at, and that is like number one on the list. They want to get back down there and film a part two.
How do you feel about that as just a regular guy? Like, is that something that you were like, yeah, I'd do that, or was it more like, can I think about that? I'm not so sure.
I'm up for it. I'm kind of the one on the team that does some of the scarier things. So I'm up for it, but I'm also kind of rolling my eyes at them because I'm thinking we're going to drive all the way down there, set up this whole, you know, filming thing. And the last thing I want is for you guys to then get scared off again. And we got to pack up and leave in the middle of the night.
And I have this theory. I don't know if I'm wrong or right, because it's hard to prove anything. You'd have to go with your gut. But I think that they remember you. And it just seems to me, if he insisted that you get out and you guys come back, you know, does he remember that?
Or I'm sure.
Do you think it was a former owner of the property, or do you think it was something darker than that? Because that sounded really scary.
I don't know.
Isn't that creepy?
That is so creepy.
That audio is some of the creepiest stuff I've ever heard.
Interesting. Okay. And I was just wondering that same thing about remembering. It's funny you brought that up, because I was just thinking that same thing. Would he they remember when you went back? And I say yes.
I think so,
and
too.
Here's the thing. You and I are going to find that out this weekend.
Well, I've been back to that place, though. You haven't been back for a while.
Oh, it's been at least 8 years or so. Now, when we go back in there, will it remember me?
I think they do.
And I'm interested to see if anything happens. To let you guys know, Carol and I are headed back up to Iowa to that haunted, which was that building.
The whole building.
It's
haunted.
A building, guys. It's like a downtown building. It's not a house or something. It's you know, an old 1880s building in the middle of a block, in downtown. I'm interested to see going back what happens.
You
if
could
it
stay there because our nephew lives in your apartment, in your old apartment, and there's a spare bed, and he offered it to me, and I'm like, no.
Oh.
One thing about that audio clip, though, from Elijah, and I would play that again, but it creeped me out so bad. Even playing it, listening to it again when I edited it, and now listening to it again, something about that really bothers me. It seems so dark. And so you expect it to be like, get out. Mm-hmm. But it was like, you know, it was this really weird
voice. It was very weird.
But it definitely said, get out. And so, you know, when you think about like an evil spirit, do they have these perfect speaking voices like, hey, get out? No, I think that's what it would sound like.
Yeah. Well, and it's coming through electronic equipment, right?
Yeah.
So that might put a distortion on it as well.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But that he literally played off his phone holding it up. Like, that's how clear that audio is. He didn't send me that as a file.
What's the background here?
With the Texas house? I don't know. So I'm going to have him back on because I really liked him. And what's interesting is so after that conversation, he went on to, and I'm not going to name the house because he didn't want it named in Atchison, Kansas. But they went there and he said that something followed them and still basically haunts them to this day.
Really?
More than one person in the group. That they've all still had problems. And he's like, I'm not going to mention the house. I'm not going to name the house. Because he felt like if he named the house, he goes, I'm at home in my house right now. And I will not name that house under my roof.
Wow.
So I'm like, I'm not going to talk about it either. And it was funny because I'd been thinking about going
now,
up there and taking a tour.
Did he give you any interesting information about the Atchison house? Like people live there?
I think it's set up to where people can, they might live there now. I'm not sure. And I do know what the name of the house is. But you can go in and do an investigation. You can go in and tour the home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which I'd been thinking about doing. And now I'm like, am I really up to that? I really don't want anything
well,
coming
on with
me.
Well, if you just go tour it, it's probably a little different than staying there with the equipment.
But knowing that there's something that dark in there, that this guy who went through that and is going to go back will not go back into that house in Atchison.
Okay, and so after they left, they've all experienced things, and they can kind of go correlate that right back to
he is 100% sure, and you can hear that part of the conversation if you listen to the rest of the grapes, that whole episode with him. But to me, that was really interesting because I'm always interested in people who live in a haunted house, who investigate haunted houses, and it's because of our background.
Right.
But to me, if it's somebody who's used to going in and investigating and was so bothered by what they encountered there, they won't go back. And that house in Texas, he's willing to go back.
Wow.
That says a lot.
That does.
Because we heard the really creepy audio.
So this has this gone out yet?
It's posted. It's called Investigating the Dead. And there's two parts to it, part one and part two. And you can find them on the Grave Talks.
Awesome.
You can hear the whole darn thing.
That would be excellent.
And creepy.
And have him back again.
I'm going to, especially when he goes back to that Texas house. Uh-huh. I don't know if I want to hear it, but I want to know. If you like this show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a like a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a like a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a like a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.